January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our face without a road.
Looks on our faces when we heard that Undertaker stuff. Oh my God, is he here? Dead man walking.
Well, and Nick was running.
Well, he's in town. That's right. It's WrestleMania weekend. It is upon us, as is Drive Time Prime Time right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. That means it's time for the American Adversaries. That's right, folks. We're here. We're live, probably more lively than usual on this Friday as we go into the weekend. Big weekend going on here in Central Florida. A lot of stuff going on. Going to be beautiful weather, and we certainly hope that you can take advantage of it. And thank you for taking advantage of listening to us. We really do appreciate that. That's so meaningful and humbling to us that you take time out of your lives to spend it with us. And we enjoy spending it with you. And we are live, as I said. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, as if you didn't already know. Christopher Hart, got the man himself, the outlaw man from Patriot Home Funding in with us today. Pierce Outlaw, good to see you, Pierce.
Good to be seen, and it's another great day that God has given us to excel.
Absolutely, my friend. And we're trying to make the most of it around here, and I hope you are as well as we begin the weekend. And we got some special guests who are going to be here shortly. They're on the way now. And in the tradition of WrestleMania and the pro wrestling going on and WrestleCon and everything, we're going to have Sabu and Melissa Coates stop by and spend some time with us. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And we got some movie tickets to give away tonight. An excellent brand new movie out. It's the real life story of a working wife and mother who became a hero to hundreds during World War II. And some of you have probably heard of The Zookeeper's Wife. Well, we got some tickets to give away. I believe it's opening tonight, but these passes are good Monday through Thursday of next week, okay? So I'll give you time to plan for this sort of thing. We'll do that here in a little while. And the Killer Bee himself, B. Brian Blair, is buzzing around Orlando here somewhere. He may stop in on his way around to find the Hive. And so we're going to have a lot of little wrestling fun going on.
It's
going to
be a Texas Tornado tag team match in the studio today.
And believe me, Pierce looks like he belongs in the ring himself. All right. So 407-774-8255 is the number. Big Bad Nick, the Marathon Man, Le Cicero, is on the bridge. And we do welcome your phone calls. All right. So first, let's get a little news business out of the way. Donald Trump, once again today, was hard at work. Trying to make America great again. They're still working over this health care bill, and he's working over the Freedom Caucus in the Congress. And as I said last night, this is negotiating tactics, what Trump is doing here. He's prodding those who are making the negotiations a little bit more tough. But that's the part of the process. We want a decent bill to come out of this. It's something that we can pass through and make a difference in people's lives right now. Is insurance a big issue for you guys? I know because you guys are your employers there at Patriot Home Funding.
It is for me personally. I'm self-employed, so I was one of the people who was dropped October a couple of years ago, and because my wife is on a group plan, I had to go under, by law, her plan, and it tripled my insurance.
Tripled.
I can afford it, but it wasn't nice.
Oh, no. Yeah, of course not. And that's the point, though, that if they take the money out of your pocket, you no longer have, you know, the control over it to better your life. And it's ridiculous that they would do that, that they would mandate something like that, and then it end up tripling your costs.
Well, and
that's typical of Obamacare.
And that's the thing, too, is a person like me at my age, I have to buy paternity coverage because of the school board insurance. There's a lot of people having babies, the teachers. Well, I'm not having a baby, but I'm sure paying for them, and that's one of the reasons my premium is so high, and we need CAFE plans for insurance.
Right, and this is one of the things that the CBO wasn't taking into consideration when they did an estimate of the first iteration of whatever this new effort is going to develop of the American Health Care Act, assuming they call it the same thing, and that was that what they assumed was that if people didn't have to buy the insurance that the government required, they would not go out and buy it. And for the most part, you're right. Because for the most part, that's not what people wanted to begin with. It's not what they needed. It's like you say, everybody's got to pay for maternity care. And the whole idea is to socialize medicine so that everybody's pretty much paying the same rate. Right? And regardless of your needs, regardless of how healthy or unhealthy you are, we want to socialize it so everybody buys the same policy, in other words, pays the same thing in essence. And of course, that doesn't work. And when people have the option to buy what they want and what they need, they're more likely to go out and do it. And so to assume that just because people were, you know, not required to buy health insurance doesn't mean they won't go out and buy something more amenable to them if they can. And this is what hopefully they're working out in this bill.
And when the markets truly open up, truly, where you can go across state lines and buy CAFE plans, then people can hone the policies and it will drive the cost down and actually be better for the insurance companies because they'll be paying out less.
Exactly. There'll be more people insured because the insurance companies will make it attractive to be so. And the way this first iteration of the bill came out, I'm sorry, I'm just distracted by the monitor here. There's a little story going through that I'm going to get to here in a second. But the first iteration of the bill that came out didn't make it. I don't necessarily know that they made it as easy as it could be made to accomplish what you just said. In other words, there was some language still left in there that it appeared as though you would still have to buy plans with requirements in them.
Yeah, everything I saw was the mandate was still there.
Right. Not the mandate you have to buy something, but the mandate that what you would buy would be their plan, not a plan of your choosing. And so that clearly needs to be a part of this whole thing, and can be, and should be. And what Donald Trump is trying to do is he's trying to prod the process along. He's trying to get concessions from those who are trying to get concessions from him. And this is part of the negotiating process. And hopefully something will come out of this better than before, such that it can be accepted and passed through, and more than 17% of the people happy with it, and that that will enable the president to get his larger tax cuts. Because as we've pointed out on this show, which is not, I don't think anybody has spent as much time as we have pointing out the fact that this Health Care Act was as much a tax bill as it was a health care bill. And that was designed on purpose so that the next round of tax cuts, the next round of tax reforms, would be made easier and larger by these. Because even the Congressional Budget Office noticed that this would have saved this first iteration of the bill, would have saved the government $1 trillion over 10 years. That $1 trillion was going to pay for more tax cuts, which would then really help the economy to explode and boom.
Well, there's another issue there at stake, too, and we see it so often in our business where the employers have cut back former full-time people to now at the very precipice of part-time to keep from having to cover them.
Yeah.
And so their incomes have dropped, and then they try to buy a house, and they're loaded up with student loans, and the job they should have that would qualify them for a $200,000 house, now they're having to buy the $130,000 house.
Well, as you've said on the show repeatedly, the housing market is driven by the jobs market. Is that right?
That is absolutely right.
Right. Well, we have also pointed out on this show, and I don't believe I've heard anybody except Trump did in sort of passing, I think, in a speech one time. He should have spent more time on it. And that is that this bill is also, not only is it a health care bill and a tax bill, it is also, because of the repercussions, a jobs bill. It will make it easier for people now to hire full-time workers. It will make it easier for them to retain workers.
That's right. And the other thing is, too, you're not going to get the same performance from two part-time people than you will from one full-time person.
Exactly.
You can hire better expertise. You'll be able to retain employees longer. It's just better all the way around.
Better all the way around. So Trump is using his levers of pressure, so don't get all wound up and uptight about all this, as he's throwing some smacks to the smackdowns to the Republicans in the House. This is part of the process, and this guy, this is how he does business, and this is how he's gotten to where he is, and this is why we elected him. And so don't get too uptight, but remember, if you do, head over to the Relax and Comfort store in the Winter Park Village and sit in one of those Panasonic chairs, and that thing will need the tension right out of you. I ain't kidding around on that either. All right, we're not kidding around about the news either. When we come back, we're going to talk about this other story, the Michael Flynn request for immunity. Evelyn Farkas's name is still being thrown around, along with a few out of the White House.
Sally Yates.
You know, it's interesting. And I warned the Trumpsters out there, if he was listening that night, maybe he missed our show that evening. He must have been busy and tied up. But anyway, that, the liberal media was out there saying, after he did that tweet about Obama tapping the phones, they said, well, where's the proof? Where's the proof, right? And Trump was saying, it's coming, it'll come, it'll come. Oh, the stupid idiot, he doesn't know that he's now in charge of the security agencies, and he can order them to go through their records and produce the proof. Well, guess what happened? That. We'll tell you about the details when we come back. You're listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show as we kick off WrestleMania weekend in our way. And by the way, at the Amway Arena, sold out tonight, the WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So we're going to do a little tribute to the inductees in our own little way tonight. So please stay with us.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort. And I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
A rough ride on I-4 and a bunch of places eastbound. Heavy Osceola Parkway to 535 from Conroy up to Maitland. Slow and go past that up to 434 and slow at the bridge. Westbound delays Fairbanks to Michigan. John Young Parkway to Central Florida Parkway and past 192. 417 northbound, an accident now before University Boulevard. You're going to be slow back to Curry Ford Road on that one. And Tampa Avenue between Carter Street and Orange Center Boulevard closed. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
That's right, DDP. Going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. The three-time champion. Congratulations to Diamond Dallas Page. And by the way, he's going to be, you know, he's got his DDP yoga. Have you ever heard of that, DDP yoga?
Yes, I have, actually. Yeah, it's got a website and all.
Yeah, exactly. You folks need to check it out. And he will be conducting a DDP yoga class at Full Sail University, right over there on University and 436, tomorrow morning. So if you want to meet DDP after he's inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame and do some yoga with him, there he'll be tomorrow morning, Full Sail.
And if you look, DDP's career, even when he was in his heyday, he wasn't one of the big bodybuilder type athletes, but because of his yoga, he's dodged a lot of the long-term health issues that most wrestlers have.
And helped out other wrestlers and other people who have had the chronic joint pains and you know, really bad back issues and things like that. He's helped a lot of them out via his yoga. And he starts you off on a level that you can handle, and then he works you up. And it really does make a difference in people's lives. So congratulations to DDP. He's very much deserving of the honor he'll receive tonight at the Amway Arena, which you can watch on the WWE Network. Usually they also replay like an hour-long version of that on NBC, or maybe it'll be USA Network this week or in the coming week. Something extraordinary happened yesterday that went right under the radar because of all this Flynn stuff, which broke yesterday as we were just going off the air, the Flynn stuff, I mean. But yesterday in the Senate, there was a 51-50 vote. Mike Pence had to show up and cast the tie-breaking vote. And it was a very significant vote, and now this will go to the president's desk for his signature. It was a bill that allows states to defund Planned Parenthood. States like Florida, Rick Scott and the Republican-controlled legislature would love to defund Planned Parenthood in this state, but because of the obscurity or unclarity of the laws, there was a great deal of question as whether or not the states had the authority, the sovereignty to do that. Well, this bill gives it to them. This is a significant achievement. It is a huge states' rights victory. States that want to continue funding Planned Parenthood, they can. States like Florida and Texas and Tennessee and others that don't will no longer be forced to. And these are federal funds that they're forced to spend on Planned Parenthood. They will now not be forced to spend on Planned Parenthood. And by the way, tucked into this American Health Care Act was a defunding of Planned Parenthood entirely at the federal level for 1 year. And for those type budgetary outlays in a budget reconciliation act, it will only apply for 1 year. But to statutory changes, they're permanent. And well, at least as much as a law can be. Somebody else, obviously, if they get enough power, could come along and change it again. But that's what the American adversarial form of government is all about. We all can have a say. We all can have a play. We all can be players. Holla, holla, holla. Teddy Long going into the Hall of Fame tonight, too. Congratulations to Teddy Long. We won't be gone long, folks. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. I'm on the road
again. I ain't got no quarter. FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A researcher with the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says a likely reason a wreck involving a church minibus resulted in the deaths of nearly everyone aboard is that they all were senior citizens. Associate research scientist Laura Higgins said Friday that the frailty of older people is a primary reason they're among the age groups more likely to die in traffic accidents. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government says Israel will keep new settlement construction in the West Bank when possible to within areas already developed or at least to contiguous areas. The step was a gesture to President Donald Trump as Israel approved the first new settlement in the territory in two decades. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 65 points, the NASDAQ dropped 3, the S&P lower by 5, oil up a quarter to $50.60 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Nick Dolan. Here's your 60-second answer news update. Rallies were held yesterday, both for and against state attorney Aramis Ayala. Ayala is against the death penalty, and Governor Scott removed her from cop killer Markeith Lloyd's case because of that. Groups gathered here in Orlando in support of Governor Scott's decision. Protesters gathered in Tallahassee to protest her removal. Firefighters in Melbourne checking hotspots from a brush fire that forced temporary evacuations for 9 homes at a trailer park last night. One firefighter was treated for smoke inhalation. In Volusia County, crews are battling two wildfires in Oak Hill close to homes and businesses near Halifax Avenue. Burn bans are still in place in Osceola and Seminole counties because of dry conditions. We need the rain. This weekend in Central Florida, there's the Melbourne Air Show, Fiesta in the Park this Saturday and Sunday at Lake Eola, and Boots and Blues concert at Lou Gardens tomorrow night. An interstate highway bridge in Atlanta has collapsed. Get the latest with your Answer Orlando app in your device's app store free. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
With a heavy ride on I-4 eastbound Osceola Parkway to 535, you're on the brakes. Then Beachline to the Turnpike. Heaviest traffic is John Young Parkway up to Maitland. Then Maitland to 434 is slow, and 417 to the bridge is heavy. Westbound Fairbanks to Michigan, John Young Parkway to Central Florida Parkway is slow, and past 192 heavy. Bad accident on Tampa Avenue between Carter Street and Orange Center Boulevard. The road is closed there. And a 417 northbound crash before University, causing delays back to Curry Ford. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
The Rock and Roll Express going into the WWE Hall of Fame tonight. That's right. Boogie on, Rock and Roll Express. Congratulations to you guys. All right. Welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Shows. We're getting all wired up for WrestleMania weekend around here. You know, the WWN event went on last night. I understand there was a big crowd over there. Everybody had a lot of fun. There's an event going on at Plaza Live right now. They've got two events going on over there tomorrow. The Shimmer event at noon, which is all women's wrestling. And then their big super show tomorrow evening. And then, of course, the WWE are doing events all weekend along
as well, and culminating not just in WrestleMania, but they're going to do Monday Night Raw here and SmackDown. So we're getting the triple dose of live professional wrestling, WWE style. And that's unprecedented for them to do those three events in a row like that.
It's like the wrestling version of Speed Weeks.
It is indeed. That's right. All right. And WrestleMania is ever been as big as the Daytona 500. Bigger. All right. So if you're heading out there, certainly hope you'll have a lot of fun. I know you will. They have set up a fantastic stage and ring area too in that football stadium. You won't recognize it, I guarantee you. And we're going to have some professional wrestlers join us here shortly. In the meantime, this Flynn thing, as I said, it was breaking as we were going off the air last night. We caught the wind of it pretty much in that last break, and he said that he's glad to testify if he gets immunity. There was some question today whether or not he actually did say that or not. Evidently, his lawyer made those overtures, and at least the Senate Intelligence Committee has said that they're not up for that. Adam Schiff, the Shifty Schiff, Democrat on the House Intel Committee, says he's not up for that. By the way, he was invited over to the White House today to take a look at some of the stuff that Devin Nunes, his Republican counterpart, the chair of the committee, has seen. And Devin Nunes is not backing down. At a speech he gave this afternoon in California, that's where he's from, he's back in California now for the weekend, to a group of bankers, he said there is absolutely no evidence of any collaboration between the Russians and the Trump campaign, contrary to what a former FBI special agent, quote-unquote, testified to yesterday in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee, where he made it out such that pretty much all of Donald Trump's campaign platform, shall we say, attacks on Hillary Clinton was actually Vladimir Putin's attacks, and Trump was just parroting them and doing Putin's bidding for him. That is not true. You can go back and look at the history some of the things that Trump said during the campaign he had been saying for months and or years before he was the nominee, actually before he even ran, much less became the nominee. So, I mean, this stuff is just, it's hip deep already and getting deeper thanks to the Democrats. Evidently the White House is inviting more members of Congress over to take a look at what they have found. And as I said, it's interesting because, you know, for weeks, ever since Trump sent out that first tweet, that they have been demanding that he produce evidence. And so now he produces it and they are displeased because he's the one who found it. In other words, he's the one who produced it. So first, they demand he produce the evidence. So he produces the evidence, and then they question how he got it to produce it. Well, what the hell did they expect him to do? Right? Pull it out of his butt? I mean, he did exactly what the Morning Joke told him on numerous occasions. And it's interesting because he and Mika are under the impression that Trump watches their show every day, and he might. So they talk to him directly. And he's sitting there going, Donald, listen to me. You now run the government. You're the president. Do you know what that means? It means that you can order your intelligence agencies to do a scour. You can have them scour the records. You can have them find the evidence if it's there. Bet it's not there. So why don't you do that? Doofus. I mean, he didn't use the word doofus, but that was the implication. You don't know what you're doing, you idiot. So Trump knows what he's doing. He's a lot smarter than that doofus. That's why Trump is the president, and that doofus sits and has to get up early every morning to spend 3 hours next to Mika.
Trump's learning who he can trust in the intelligence community and who he can't, and he probably didn't know that 2 months ago.
That's right. If I had my choice, I'd rather live Trump's lifestyle than Joe Scarborough's, right? All right, so he's kind of like in chump heaven over there, right? He's got all his chumps around him, and they laugh and joke at the Republicans and everything when they're the real fools. And so they chide Trump, so he produces the evidence. So he finds the evidence. He has people in his security, in his White House, national security, a fellow by the name of Ezra Cohen Watnick. He was a national security employee at the White House. So you go to the national security guy in your White House and you say, do the search. This guy on TV was telling me this morning I could do this. Can I do this? Oh, good. Wow, cool. Go, do it. Wow, go, boy, go. You know, and John Eisenberg, White House counsel, not the White House counsel, a White House counsel, also looked into it and found things. And now they've been outed, right? But we still don't know who gave the information to the media, who Evelyn Farkas was talking about when she said she was telling her peers to go find this information and safekeep it so that that dastardly Trump doesn't come along and wipe the record clean, as though he could do that. And so it's ridiculous that the media, they're chasing their own tail at the end of the day. You know, whatever Trump does, they're going to make fun of it. They're going to make like it's the stupidest thing that anybody could ever do in their life as a president, that he doesn't know what he's doing, obviously, that it looks bad for the country, and that it's going to be bad for the Republicans. It's the same routine they were telling Senate and congressional candidates prior to the election. You better get away from Trump. You better not invite him to your state. If he comes to your state, you better not be anywhere near him, or you're going to regret it. You'll go down with him. You'll go down with Trump, because he's going down, and he's going down hard. Why, this could be, the Democrats, they might even take over the House. You remember all that huffing and puffing? And that's all it is again. A bunch of doggone huffing and puffing over nothing. And that's what the Trumpster is demonstrating. We'll see what Alan Shifty Schiff has to say about it. But as I said, the president is, the White House has offered to host more people to come over there and look at what they got, as long as they got security clearance. And so this, but nonetheless, they're going to roll on with this. They're going to play their little games, because right now, all the Democrats can really do is try to stall. I remember when I was in seventh grade. No, it was eighth grade. I'm sorry, eighth grade.
That's 3 years of your life, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good time. I was going to St. James Cathedral School. And we had a basketball team, right? Now, the school wasn't big enough, and the parochial schools at that time weren't big enough to have football or baseball teams, but we could all field a basketball team. Only our team was not good, all right? It was with guys like me, you know, white men can't jump, and neither can white boys. And we were just not very good at all. And our coach, though, actually had been hired by the principal's sister, Ann Olivia. Now, that's a whole nother story there, Sister Ann Olivia. You didn't want to get invited to her office, let me tell you that right now. She hired this coach who the year before had won the regional championship, right? So the guy evidently knew what he was doing, but obviously he had better talent with that school than he did with ours. So we didn't win a game like the whole season long. And finally he devised this strategy that there was no shot clock, that we would just try to hold the ball, that when we got the ball, we would just pass it around. And if we finally did get an easy and open shot, we would at least try it. Maybe half the time it would go in. But we were that bad that all we could do was try to keep the other team from scoring. You see where I'm going with this?
Keep it respectable.
Well, this is what the Democrats are trying to do. They're trying to hold the ball. They're trying to stall the game. They're trying to keep Trump and the Republicans from scoring, from doing anything. They understand that 4 years of this is going to be bad for the American public, not so much for them. You know, they'll still get wined and dined and fly on first class and do whatever and yell at people for voting for Trump and be hailed for it. And so life won't be so bad for them, but for the rest of us, it could be miserable. But the idea, like the people in the stands watching a basketball game where one team is trying to keep anything from happening. That's what we were trying to do because we were that bad. Well, the Democrats right now are that bad that all they can do is try to keep nothing from happening. Try to stall everything. Even if it means a government shutdown, even if it means we only have 8 Supreme Court justices, even if it means nothing happens between now and 2020. That would be their ideal world of worlds. No scoring by the other side. We can't score, but we can keep them from scoring. See, that was our philosophy. Didn't work for us.
And it goes back to what you've said on this show many times, how liberalism entrenches itself is a little bit at a time. As long as they're not taking a step back, they're actually taking a step forward.
Exactly right. Incrementalism. A little bit by little bit. Before you know it, it's a big bit. Right? Yesterday I was cutting a saw. I had to rip a board. I mean, and I didn't have my power saw with me, but I always carry my hand saw. And so I started in on that thing. It was a 6-foot long board. I'm ripping down 6 feet of it, right? So it's inch by inch. And I'd get tired and I'd stop for a while, but I'd go back, cut a little bit more. But guess what? I cut that thing in half and got my job done and got my paycheck. So incrementalism works. All at once don't work. All right. Well, what don't work is running out of time, and that's what we have just done. All right, so we'll take a break and come back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show and tell you why you shouldn't get all wound up and uptight about Michael Flynn. All he wants to do is clear his name. And I'm going to tie this to a phone call we got yesterday about Vladimir Putin and what a nasty old sort he is. We'll be right back with the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding. We finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Heavy spots on I-4 remain this afternoon eastbound. Osceola Parkway to 535 on the brakes, then slow beach line to the turnpike. Heavy Conroy to Maitland for 45, and slow after that up to 434 and at the bridge. Backups westbound from Fairbanks to Michigan, John Young Parkway to Central Florida Parkway, and heavy past 192. 417 northbound, a crash before University. You're going to be slow clear back to Curry Ford. Southbound, Red Bug Lake Road to University. You'll be slow and go. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
You know it's the Mac Militant.
Coming to get it on. Get out of my way. I'm coming with thunder and lightning and striking. I'm inviting you over the storm. Feel the pain that I try to contain. My heart is as black as the blood in my veins. And I'm coming to get it on.
And your heart breaking, smash, and straight with bass. I can see the fear in your eyes.
eyes every time that I pass. I'm intimidating the most and feared by many.
Holla, 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 player. I think I see Teddy Long coming down the ramp. Congratulations to Teddy Long. I miss Teddy Long. He hasn't been on SmackDown for a long time. Wish they'd bring him back.
Some of us can remember when Teddy Long was a referee back in the WCW.
That's right. That's where he got started. Yeah.
And he was Ron Simmons' manager, right?
I believe he was. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, before he became the manager of SmackDown and Raw at various times. So congratulations to Teddy Long, who is going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame tonight at the Amway Arena. I hope you have your tickets. It's a sold-out show. All right. This nonsense with Michael Flynn. How did you phrase it during the break there? He's just trying to what? He's trying to avoid being...
I can sum up the whole Michael Flynn thing in two words, and that's Scooter Libby.
Right, yeah. He doesn't want to get dragged into something and end up going to jail as some offshoot of some witch hunt, as it was characterized today by the president, and it is a witch hunt.
But the Democrats do not want to give him immunity because what works for the Democrats is parading Flynn up in front of the American public and him pleading the fifth. That is propaganda gold for them.
The last thing that they want actually him to do is open his mouth, because I got a feeling Mike Flynn would make Oliver North's testimony in the Iran-Contra affair look like a Cub Scout. I got a feeling he'd get up there and really light into him that this is all a witch hunt. And that they are the ones who are messing around with national security. If anybody is jeopardizing our faith and confidence in our elections, it's these people with this nonsense. And furthermore, he has been harmed. He has been harmed in the sense that his name was outed, as they say. It was leaked to the media. And then the media openly reported what had been leaked to them illegally. And so he has been the one who has been harmed the most by this whole witch hunt. And he just liked the opportunity to set the record straight, I'm pretty sure. All right, we got some movie tickets to give away. This is for the movie The Zookeeper's Wife. I know a number of you know the movie that I'm talking about, but if you haven't heard about it, it's a real life story of a woman who became a hero in World War II, in 1939 Poland, Antonia Zabinska, and she's played by Jessica Chastain, and her husband had the Warsaw Zoo as they were the zookeepers at the Warsaw Zoo. And when the country is invaded by the Germans, they have to report to the new zoologist who was appointed by the Nazis. And so they have to deal with this now overlord situation and the animals and what they want to do. And this may not be appropriate for really young children, but it's an excellent movie. It's an inspirational movie. It's called The Zookeeper's Wife. If you would like to go next week between Monday and Thursday, you have your choice between those 4 days. You can call us now at 407-774-8255. You'll not only get a pass for two to see the movie. That's a pass for two. You'll also get a movie poster, and these are beautiful posters. And we'll also throw in, the station will also throw in a Larry Elder mug. So it'll be a great prize package for whoever wants it right now at 407-774-8255, a pass for two to see The Zookeeper's Wife. Real quickly, has the, you know, there was a, I don't want to call it market turmoil, but there was a little market action this week, you know, based on what had happened with this American Health Care Act. Did you see any fluctuations in the interest market, and what's the housing market looking like?
Well, not really, no. A lot of people, you'll read the pundits who think that the Trump rally, if it will, is going to back up a little bit. And that may be true. It was probably a little bit overdone. The 10-year note is still trading around the 2.4 number, which is very good for interest rates, and surprisingly, where we were before the December rate hike. So amongst all the turmoil of the two rate hikes, we're right where we were after the election. The situation with the real estate market's pretty simple. Supply drives everything right now. I read an article in the Florida Realtors magazine day before yesterday stating that from a per capita standpoint, the housing supply in the state of Florida is the thinnest it's ever been. So that, if you are shopping for a house with the thin supply, means there's going to be great demand, and that means you have to be pre-approved before you go shopping, and you have to be ready the second you like a house to make your offer, have a qualified offer, and that's why you need to call Patriot Home Funding and let our experts pre-qualify you and make sure you're in the correct loan program that gives you the best chance at succeeding in a extremely competitive market.
Patriot Home Funding Friday around here. They are located in Altamont Springs. The phone number is 877-377-8123. That's Patriot Home Funding, 877-377-8123. And once again, folks, that's one of those phone numbers you should have in your the old Rolodex or in your phone book or on your refrigerator under the magnet, because it's a phone number that at some point you or somebody you know and love is going to need their services. Patriot Home Funding.
It's not just that, Chris. It's not just you need the services, but if you're a seller and you get a pre-approval letter from somebody that as a buyer, you're not sure of, that offer might not be any good. You don't know. Let us review that your buyer. You can, as a seller, insist that that buyer be pre-approved through us, and we will make sure that offer is good for you.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did not know that.
Yes, the seller cannot make the buyer use us for the mortgage, but he can insist and make it a condition of the contract that they be pre-approved by us. So we can be your safeguard and your gatekeeper.
All right. So both ends of the action. Patriot Home Funding will help you out. And they are prime sponsors of the American Adversaries Radio Show. We really do appreciate that. Patriot Home Funding Friday as we come to you from the Relax in Comfort studio. And are we already an hour into this thing? My word. All right, we got an hour in. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about Michael Flynn and about a phone call we got yesterday from Sam, I believe it was, about Putin and how I'm too easy on Putin. Putin's such a murderous guy and everything. And I'm gonna sort of compare Putin to some of the tactics that have been employed by Democrats in our political sphere over here. By the way, congratulations to Natalie from Castleberry. She will be going to see that great movie, The Zookeeper's Wife. So we have another pair of tickets, actually another pass for two pair to give away next one Monday. And so you'll want to tune in for that. And if you don't get a chance to win the tickets, you definitely want to still go see this movie. All right, we're out of time in this segment. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Patriot Home Funding Friday. Rasslers on the way.
Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017, will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
The American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show, folks. That's right. It is time for hour number two as we open the weekend. That's right. WrestleCon, WrestleMania, everything is going on in Central Florida this week and this weekend. And thank you for tuning in to our show. We really do appreciate it as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, 407-774-8255 is the number. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we invite you to call tonight. By the way, that zookeeper's wife, I just found out from discussing it with some people here in the studio, that it's not just about taking care of the animals in the zoo, but they also were hiding Jews in the zoo. So it's an excellent movie, and I hope you'll get out and see The Zookeeper's Wife. As I said, we'll have another pass for two to give away Monday. And by the way, that pass is not good for just next week, but any Monday or through Thursday, as long as the movie is running. All right, speaking of running, we got a lot of running to do here tonight, and only an hour to do it in. I am Christopher Hart. Pierce Outlaw is with me, Patriot Home Funding Fridays, as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. And we got in the studio with us now, in town for WrestleCon. You have still an opportunity to kind of get out and meet them tomorrow morning. We have Melissa Coates and Sabu. Look out. Here he comes. Let her rip. Hey, say hello to everybody, would you please?
Hello, but that's super genie, Melissa Coates.
Yeah, I'm super genie. and we want the movie tickets.
Oh, you do? Okay.
We do, yeah.
Well, we'll work on that.
Okay.
All right, well, good to see you guys.
Thank you.
How long are you going to be in town?
Till Sunday night.
Till Sunday night?
Yes.
And WrestleCon is going on as we speak.
Yes.
And it's going to be going on tonight. They've got events tomorrow as well. And this is at the Hyatt Regency on I Drive, isn't it, down there?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll be in at 9 a.m. at the Title Match Wrestling Booth, 9 till noon. So I think right now, I think the convention was running till 5. They had a show starting at 4. They got another show tonight at 8:30, I believe.
Okay.
At the Hyatt.
Yeah, and that's just tonight. And then tomorrow, of course, you got you're going to be there for WrestleCon in the morning.
Yep.
You said from 9 to noon.
Yes.
And this is open to the public. You're welcome to come out and meet. You guys got T-shirts and hats, I see, and stuff like that.
Yep, Sabu spikes. We got the Sabu souvenir box.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of merchandise, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Now, if you know anything about ECW, you know who Sabu is out there, right, Sabu?
I guess so.
he's very modest.
I see that. I see that. Sabu, how long have you been in professional wrestling?
Almost 31 years, about 30 years.
30 years, right. Wow.
But actually, if you count amateur, about 35, 37 years.
37, wow. And, you know, you did amateur wrestling first at college level?
No, just high school.
High school?
My whole life was geared for pro wrestling, so When once I turned 18, there was no more amateur wrestling.
So you had your sights set on being a pro wrestler, and you became a pro wrestler?
Ever since I was 3 years old, yes.
And not just a pro wrestler, but you wrestled ECW. I mean, you wrestled the big time.
I tried.
You tried, all right. Melissa, how long have you been working with Sabu?
About 2.5 years.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was wrestling. I act like Sabu's valet right now, but I used to wrestle as Melissa, Ms. Olympia.
She's not my valet. She's my super genie.
Yeah,
She's a super genie, right. Super
I guess
genie.
I'm a better than a manager and a valet. But,
yes.
So it's been good work. Sabu's booked all the time. We're super busy. A lot of times it's hard for women to make a living in professional wrestling. It's such a man-orientated sport. But I've been able to make a good living working with Sabu.
Right.
So it's been good. We're all over the place. I've been to Japan twice with him and the U.K. and I believe we're going to be out in the UK later this summer. So it's been good. It's been really exciting. Busy, really busy.
One thing about wrestling is you see the world. You'll do a lot of traveling, don't you, Sabu?
Yeah, more than... Yeah, it sounds glamorous, but it's more work than it looks like.
As a matter of fact, that's one of the more difficult parts about it is that your life on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the traveling.
It could take us 12 to 15 hours to get somewhere to only to wrestle for 20 minutes, you know.
Right.
But 20 minutes is what we get paid for.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's that. What did they used to say when you're in the military? It's a life of boredom for 30 minutes of hell or something like that, right?
Yep.
And
exactly.
Listen, thank you guys for coming in today and being with us. And
I would say no problem, but it was a little problem.
Well, anyway, yeah, by the way, they came from Atlanta, and you can imagine the journey starting out with the highway burning up and collapsing. Have you ever heard of a highway burning up and collapsing?
Yeah, that's scary.
That's an intense fire.
Only in Atlanta.
I know.
I didn't do it.
Seem to be vacating Atlanta.
You guys didn't do it. Okay.
It's the ashes from the Falcons.
Touche.
Now, once again, WrestleCon is open to the public tomorrow morning, 9 to noon. Sabu, Melissa Coates will be there along with a lot of other great legendary wrestlers. B. Brian Blair is going to be at WrestleCon tomorrow. I understand he may actually be on his way here right now, too. You know, he's usually a part of our show on Friday nights.
Yeah, and he's a really cool guy.
Yeah, he lives over here in Tampa.
Yeah.
And do you feel the fever? You know, when you come into town like this?
Sure, yeah. You know, it makes me nervous. Like, when we got in pulling up today, I got super nervous. But when we were pulling up yesterday, even when we weren't doing anything, I was nervous.
It's kind of like you're back in the game, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, it's intense. We have always incorporated professional wrestling into our show. We're a news show primarily, but we see the similarities between pro wrestling and what goes on in the political world. you guys probably understand what I mean by that, you know.
Well, especially nowadays with Trump as president, plus all the work he did with WWE before.
I'm convinced that his experiences with professional wrestling helped him get elected president of the United States.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Reached a lot of people, definitely.
Yeah, right. It's all about connecting.
Working class.
Trump is one of the best workers, you know.
And what he means by work is working the crowd, working with people.
He knows how to work people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
the words, your facial expressions, knowing how to draw people in. I guess that's probably just about everything about politics is about how you express yourself.
And smile.
Exactly.
And just like you guys, he outworked his opponents.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. He sure did. And that man is a working dynamo. I don't know how he does
it. Out-hustled him.
I tell you what, he's you know, a good deal older than me. I don't want to say how much, but I mean, he works me under the table. It's fascinating. Once again, Melissa and Sabu will be down at the Hyatt Regency on iDrive at WrestleCon. It is a big, huge event, and if you ever followed wrestling at all, you'll find somebody at WrestleCon that you will have known.
Yes, you will, for sure.
Yeah. So, we're going to take a break here in a minute. When we come back, Jimmy Brown's going to join us for a few minutes. A lot of you folks know Jimmy out there. Jimmy is a friend of the show. He's been on the show a number of times. Tonight he'll be on the show in his capacity as a board member of the Wounded Officers Initiative. You know, tomorrow night I'll be emceeing their now third annual gala. And Wounded Officers Initiative is an organization that is there to support police officers, law enforcement personnel. The law enforcement community as members of that community are injured or wounded in the line of duty. Traditionally, there has not been any backup for them. That's what the Wounded Officers Initiative is all about. The gala is tomorrow night. And if you can't make the gala, you can certainly help out the initiative by going to their website, woundedofficersinitiative.org. You can find out all about the gala. Anyway, Jimmy Brown is going to give us an update and tell us a little bit about what will be happening tomorrow night at the Wounded Officers Initiative. So you got great events all day long. WrestleCon tomorrow night, WrestleCon at the Hyatt Regency. And when you go down there in the morning and you meet Sabu and Melissa, say, "Hey, I heard you guys on that radio show yesterday. Sounded good."
Never heard of you till the radio show. You guys made us famous. Thank you.
Yeah, you're making us famous. Uh-huh. All right, so we're the American Adversaries. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday as we come to you in the relaxing comfort studios. Relax, Sabu. Relax.
I'll try.
All right. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries and Sabu and Melissa Coates and you too, I hope.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us. And that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations like table centerpieces or arches or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at dinorentostudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, studios.com.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding. We finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Trump HQ. Pulling the health care plan. A good thing.
Perhaps the best thing that could happen is exactly what happened today.
Some lessons learned.
We learned a lot about loyalty. We learned a lot about the vote-getting process. We learned a lot about some very arcane rules.
The good news, a better Republican plan will come. The bad news, in the meantime, the Dems own Obamacare, and it's failing with every day. We're your answer for what's next. Trump HQ. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
There comes Kurt Angle strutting into the WWE Hall of Fame. That's right. Olympic gold medal winner, Kurt Angle. You remember how he used to wear that gold medal around his neck all the time? All right, congratulations to Kurt Angle going into the WWE Hall of Fame tonight. All right, on the phone with us right now is Jimmy Brown of the Wounded Officers Initiative. Jimmy Brown, how you doing this evening?
I am good, sir. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Ready for a gala?
I am. We're putting the last minute touches on everything. We're actually about an hour away from having a welcome dinner tonight with the wounded heroes that are in. What we do is we have a dinner the night before the actual gala, So this way everybody can get to know us, we could get to know them, they could get to know each other, and kind of get off on the right foot rather than everybody doing that tomorrow night, which is, we did it last year, and it turned out to be really, really, really good.
How many wounded officers do you have coming in this year?
This year we have 8 total new ones, but we also have 5 returning wounded heroes from last year. We had a couple last-minute cancellations because people got sick as far as the returnees. But we have 8 new ones that we're going to honor this year, and they don't know it. That's the cool part about it, is that they're coming down, and, you know, they know they're taking part in a dinner and an event, you know, meant to honor them, but they don't know that they're going to be individually honored, which is really, really cool.
Wow. Nice surprise for them. Can you give us just a little bit of a hint of where they're coming from and why they're going to be there?
Well, we have several here that are local. We have 2 Orlando police officers that are retired. One of them is the most recent, Will Anderson. He's going to be there. And then we have
Will is the one who was run over by the guy who was fleeing the scene. Right.
Yeah, just about over a year ago. He just recently retired. So he's going to be there. We're going to honor him. He was actually supposed to be at last year's event, and he was in the midst of his rehab. And at the very last minute, he had to cancel because he was flown up to Shands, and he literally was on death's doorstep. And, you know, it really was a shortcoming of the workers' comp system was the reason that he had to cancel.
Right.
And because of what I call inadequate care, really it boiled down to they didn't want to give him another consultation with a neurosurgeon. And because of that, they ended up going down one route and, you know, one set of diagnosis from one doctor.
And almost killed him.
Almost killed him. It did.
Yeah. Who else? Just give us another one or two.
We have New York State Trooper, Tom Giannettino. And we have a North Carolina State Trooper. We have a Suffolk County Sergeant from up in New York. We have a Sanford police officer here locally. She's going to be with us. She was a motors officer who got had a car pull out in front of her. She was about to pull over another vehicle, and she couldn't avoid it, and she went over the end of the car. And we have a Springfield police officer who, Aaron Pearson, he was actually shot in the eye.
Oh. Mm. Wow. And that's amazing. So these folks are going to be there tomorrow night. Now, I had a couple of people ask me yesterday or the day before, I can't remember which, are there any tickets left?
Actually, no. We've been sold out for a while now. It's been a hot ticket item, and unfortunately, you know, we need to find a bigger venue so that we can offer it up to more people.
Yeah.
But it's we sold out pretty quickly this year.
That's great news. But once again, folks, this doesn't mean that you can't still help the Wounded Officers Initiative, right, Jimmy?
Absolutely. They can hit us up on the website. They can go to our Facebook page. They can donate on either one if they want to help out financially. And that will help us get our programs up and running that will help these officers, these men and women who have given so much of their lives and their bodies. And they, at a minimum, you can go on our Facebook page. You can like our Facebook page, you can share our posts, and you can invite your friends and family to like us as well. Because what that does is that helps us get the word out.
Excellent. All right, Jimmy, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, my friend.
We certainly appreciate you coming back and emceeing the event again this year, and we are looking forward to another awesome event.
You know, I was telling my brother about it when you asked me. He said, what, are they gluttons for punishment over there or what?
No, you're about as dysfunctional as we are.
That means well, I fit in then.
No, they saw you in a suit, and they just had to have you back, styling and profiling.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, brother.
Hey, we were pleasantly surprised that you clean up pretty good.
It's a rare occasion, too.
You and me both, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy, God bless you. Thank you so very much for what you're doing, my friend.
Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, so we will. All right, so tomorrow night's gala is a sellout. Thank you very much for those of you who will be there. I look forward to meeting you. And for those of you, you can make it next year. And they have other events during the year as well. But this is a special event. Have you guys ever heard of an exoskeleton?
No.
It's a suit that you wear, that helps you walk if you're like paralyzed. And one of the wounded officers last year that was there was wearing one of those. And that when he came in, you actually heard him walking down the hallway before he came in, because it makes these robotic like sounds, you know, like, and the man had his young son with him, and that kid was still looking up at his dad like he was the biggest man ever there was.
RoboCop
hero.
Yeah. And it brought tears to my eyes to see the admiration and love that son had for his father.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the woundedofficersinitiative.org. You've taken some punishment in the ring yourself, haven't you there, Sabu?
Yeah. Besides that, when you're just talking about the guy getting shot in the eye,
yeah,
you know, that's got to be a pain in the ass, because I got
shot in the eye.
Yeah.
I got shot in the face when I was younger, and that kind of hurt.
You did?
The eye would probably be a pain in the ass.
What was this before you became a wrestler?
Yeah, it was right before. It was when I was 19.
Well, how did that happen? Were you involved in something?
Long story short, there's a party, a fight.
Broke out.
This guy started shooting at my friend. I took him down and he shot me.
Oh, wow, because you knew how to wrestle, right?
Well, yeah. Besides wrestle, I was trying to help my friend.
I see. Wow, you stepped up. Took one for your buddy.
Right.
Wow, at least it didn't hit you in a vital spot. I mean, that's pretty close, though.
Yeah.
Right? Wow.
That's a lot of brain damage.
Yeah, yeah. But
I'm kidding,
in terms...
the big problem is we can't do MRIs with him. Like, as you know, we just had his hip replaced, his left hip replaced, and he's going to need his shoulder done. We've been checking his
why can't I have an MRI?
Because of the bullet fragments in your face. Wow. You can't have MRIs because it's magnetic, and the doctors told us it would, like,
cause them
rip
to move.
It. Yeah.
Right.
So ultrasound, we've had ultrasound on him, but we've been very busy putting him back together this past year.
Wow. Is there any way people can help you out, or is there a Facebook page or something like that?
He's got a GoFundMe. Me and a friend of his set up an RVD. Rob Van Dam helped a lot also. He has a GoFundMe page. So it's gofundme.com/prowrestler.
Okay.
Yeah, he's modded. He doesn't like to talk about it.
All right.
It's there.
We're out of time in this segment of the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. Word is out that B. Brian Blair, and he may be bringing somebody with him, is on his way to the studio. You're listening to the American Adversaries. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday as we come to you live from the Relax in Comfort Studios. And we'll be back with another half hour. And don't forget, when we go out of here at 7, Larry Elder comes on, and he'll have a great show lined up for you for tonight as well. I'll guarantee that.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Venezuela's normally loyalist Chief Prosecutor Luisa Ortega is criticizing a top court ruling that guts the powers of Congress in that country. Luisa Ortega Diaz says it's her unavoidable historical duty as a Venezuelan citizen and the nation's top judicial authority to denounce what she calls the Supreme Court's rupture of the constitutional order. She's calling for reflection so that the democratic path can be retaken. It appears to signal a loyalist rupture over the court move, which opponents have described as a pro-government coup. A day after saying she was torn over the decision, Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill says she will oppose Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch and will vote with fellow Democrats to filibuster his nomination. McCaskill, who's up for re-election next year, says she's opposing the federal appeals court judge because his opinions, quote, favor corporations over workers, and he's shown a stunning lack.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us. and that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations like table centerpieces or arches or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Trump HQ. Peel and replace doesn't come to a vote.
Obamacare, which is, you know, the message is still the same. It's a failing system, skyrocketing premiums and deductibles and fewer choices, but is now squarely in the hands of Democrats that own this. People who stood with Nancy Pelosi today understand that that system's going down, and the higher costs and the fewer choices that are going to continue to come of this bill are on their shoulders, not ours.
It's time to concentrate on tax reform and the budget. What's next? You'll get it all right here. Trump HQ. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Do I see a phoenix rising? As in Beth Phoenix? Congratulations to Beth Phoenix. This is her music. She'll be inducted tonight into the WWE Hall of Fame down to the Amway Arena downtown. Welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And Pierce Outlaw has donned his refereeing outfit so that he can keep everybody apart in the studio here.
But you never know. I might pick up a chair.
There might be a low blow, too.
There you go. All right, so that's Pierce Outlaw. I am Christopher Hart. Sabu and Melissa Coates are still in the studio with us. And now we have been joined by, can we hear his music, Nick? There it is. None other than... Oh, yeah! It's B. Brian Blair, live from the Hive. He's over here from Tampa in Orlando for WrestleCon, right?
Yes, sir. 9 a.m.
9 a.m. tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. And you have brought your champion daughter, not niece, the champion niece with you, and that would be Chelsea.
Finish
one. You got to talk into that mic. I'm sorry. You got to use the table mic.
Right. We'll share.
What was that now? All right. Chelsea is getting ready to go to China to wrestle.
Yeah.
You're not going to wrestle China. You're going to China to wrestle.
Well, I would take both ways, but yeah, I'm going to China to wrestle.
You'd have to go to heaven.
Yeah,
wrestle.
Six foot under.
Is Tori still there?
I don't know. Is who?
Oh. I'd say no.
Well, first of all, Brian, did you ever wrestle in China? I've never heard of pro wrestling in China.
No, before. I think I've been to Bangkok
Yeah. But, and Sabu's been to Nepal.
I've been.
I was with Nepal.
Oh, you were with him?
I hit Nepal. He's been everywhere else.
Oh, I got you.
I've been to Borneo.
Borneo.
Yeah, I've been on the island of Kota Kinabalu in Sabah.
Wow. I don't even think I could say that. You know, I've said on the show that if there is a universal language, it has got to be professional wrestling. Because it's everywhere. Absolutely. And everybody loves it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they love it in Russia. They love it in Iran. They love it in South America. They love it in North America. They love it in Europe. They love it in Asia. Where? Tell me where they don't like.
They love it in China.
They love it in China. That's right. Where don't they love professional wrestling?
It's like love. It's everywhere.
I'll say Sabu's hip doctor doesn't love pro wrestling. he hated working on it. Well, he had to keep talking about what the big hammer to put that titanium rod through your...
Through his bones?
Yeah, he's afraid Sabu's going to trash his work in another few months getting back in the ring. So doctors universally do not like pro wrestling, just so you know.
I asked him for the bone they cut off.
What is this? What?
He wouldn't give it to me.
You asked him for what?
For the bone they cut off my leg to... For a souvenir or necklace, he wouldn't give it to me.
He wouldn't give it to you.
He was pretty serious doctor.
I can just imagine.
An international object, right?
Yes.
This is the best story, though. They had not seen Sabu with his shirt off, so when they did surgery on him, then they saw all the scars. I think they thought he was like a POW. Like, they had not ever seen that. You know, so he looks like he's been...
Melissa, that's a great description. Yeah, you know, he does. Exactly. I mean, he's scarred from... If you put two corks on his neck, he'd look like Frankenstein.
That's a little harsh, Brian.
Handsome.
But
he's handsome.
All right, let's don't have any fight words in here tonight now. Right?
One for volume, one for tone.
So Chelsea, how long are you going to be in China wrestling?
I'm actually just going over there for like a TV demo. Apparently, like WWE, TNA, like they've all been trying to like find somewhere to go in China to like start their whole promotion thing over there, but they haven't really been able to. So this guy, in China, I guess he's a student over there. He's like studying.
Yeah.
He's got his own small promotion. He's the one that's like speaking Chinese and like doing all the dirty work with all the, like the Chinese TV promotion people and everything. So he got the in somehow. I don't know how he did it, but
are you checking this all out in case this is some internet scam? She's got a one-way ticket to China.
He did. He checked it out. Yeah. He was like, make sure you have like a return flight.
Round trip ticket.
That was the first thing he checked. No. Yeah. So.
So what city? Beijing. China.
China.
You're going to China.
At the moment, I'm not really sure.
Well, you see, now it all makes sense, Brian, because the premier of China is going to be in Mar-a-Lago over the weekend, meeting with Trump.
Right.
Now, you know, the McMahons, WWE, SBA.
Wow, I see it. Wow.
China, big meeting.
Conspiracy theory.
The Democrats in Congress got it all wrong. It wasn't the Russians that Trump was collaborating with. It was the WWE and the Chinese.
He was on WWE before, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's been given the stone cold...
I bet he knows about Vance.
Oh, yeah. He's been given the stone cold Steve Austin stunner in the ring. Yeah, he ended up face down on the ring after Austin laid it on him, right? So, but no, we were just saying with Sabu and Melissa Coates that I'm convinced one of the reasons why Donald Trump is the president of the United States is because of his experience in and around professional wrestling. I mean, he's got a lot of other great skills, too, but that making the connection with the audience, with the fan, with the voter, you know, he really understands about how to do that.
Well, WWE's a major stock, and it's a billion-dollar corporation. Donald Trump obviously enjoyed his stint there. I've got stitches in my chin where he took me to the back in WrestleMania
4. WrestleMania 4.
Great guy, and him and Mr. McMahon are very much alike. very much alike in their business leadership, in their demeanors. It's amazing. So I could, you know, Linda's a perfect fit for the Small Business
Association
administration. Yeah,
yeah, administration. That's right. Yeah, she was actually at the White House several days ago when he had women business owners in there and small business women, small business owners, and talking about how the SBA and the government can get out of the way of small business owners, men and women, whoever. And you know, that's a lot of what he has been doing so far, is getting the government out of the way of things.
Right.
And yet the media has been doing everything they can to vilify the man. And of course, you guys know all about, you know, the good versus evil, the villains and all of that. And
the baby faces.
Exactly. The villains and the heels and the baby faces, as they call them in wrestling. But that element is very much at play in politics, too. You know, that people get their champion, they're locked into that champion, and they'll pretty much follow them anywhere they go. And there's good things to that and bad things. But the thing that is with Trump and other politicians who sort of innately know this, that's what helps them rise to the top. See, I think Barack Obama understood this in his own way. That guy can work a room, too. He can work a crowd. It's more like a sermon type thing the way he does it. But it's making that connection with people is what it's all about, right? And that's what you guys are all about, too.
Exactly. But to me, Barack Obama was an empty suit. I mean, what was his resume? A community organizer. The only job that he could put on there. Why did he spend so many millions of dollars to cover up his past, his college records, everything? And look where we went with Barack Obama, doubled our debt. I mean, we could go on and on and do the Sean Hannity thing,
yeah,
but we don't need to do that. I like to talk about positive things like WrestleCon tomorrow. Yeah. I like to talk about great things like WWE here tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, and
Monday and Tuesday,
Sabu
as well.
And
yeah.
Lisa and all, yeah. Chelsea and all these good people here. I mean, you got a cast. I'll tell you what, Chris.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on having a diversity around here.
Rogues Gallery.
Where's the Democrat?
He's the one over here taking pictures.
Oh, okay. he's cutting our heads off.
He's getting ready to kill me for saying that. By the way, you mentioned the debt. The CBO came out with a report that was announced today, actually last night, that if we stay on the same track that we're on now, we'll double our debt again in 30 years. And I'm going, that's the bad news. The good news is it only took Barack Obama 8 to double the debt, right? So if it takes 30 years, I guess that's a...
And Chris, one of the things that people overlook or just don't know is that the Obama administration literally stole so much money from the housing industry through the conservatorship of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that debt would have been far greater had that not happened. And those two entities are still in conservatorship and still propping up the federal budget to an extent.
Yeah. That's all changing, though, with the new administration, even with the hijinks, if you will, of the media. And the Democrats. You know, I was likening where the Democrats are right now to when I was in the eighth grade and I was on this basketball team at a school and we never won a game. So finally, as the end of the year was approaching, the coach would just have us try to hold the ball and pass the ball around and try to keep the other team from scoring. And that's where the Democrats are stuck right now. They're so bad. They're such losers. The only thing they can do is try to keep the Republicans from making any gains. And that's why they're stonewalling all of Trump's cabinet choices. They're stonewalling his Supreme Court choice. They're doing everything they can to thwart any legislation that might come their way. That's all they got right now. They're losers, and that's all they can do is try to keep the other team from scoring.
What's so hypocritical is that Gorsuch got a unanimous vote from both Democrats and Republicans,
right?
For
when he was appointed to the federal bench,
exactly.
Yeah.
So,
well, listen, you're at WrestleCon tomorrow morning, from 9 to what?
12.
9 to noon, just like Sabu and Melissa Coates. This event is open to the public, and it's you can get close and personal. People can get photographs with you and stuff, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are there going to be any exhibitions in the morning?
Well, it just depends on if you show up or not, Chris.
you'll use me as the subject matter, I guess, right?
I'll show you the flying toe hold.
Oh, no, thank you very much. Did you show Chelsea the flying toe hold?
She already knows it.
Chelsea, are you going to be at the event tomorrow?
I will be there, yes.
Everybody should come out and see Chelsea. If you had the view that I had right now, you would walk to that convention tomorrow.
Brian, you better punch him
Domo
out.
Domo arigato.
Domo. I think she said something nice to you there.
I got a big question, political question.
Yeah.
It's been driving me crazy. Because you're the political guru, Chris, how is Trump faring right now as far as his numbers, given the fact that he's had every liberal media person and every liberal in the world try to make fake news, try to do everything they can to get him to the impeachment process?
He's right where he is when he won the election. In other words, I don't think he's lost any support.
It's like at 52%.
Yeah, and I don't think he's necessarily gained a lot of support, but I don't think he's lost it either. And as far as the approval rating, which is what the most talked about polls show, depends on which poll you look at. Gallup shows him down around 36%, but that is one of the polls that was the furthest off on election night. CBS came out with a poll the other day. He's at 49% approval.
As he gets more of his economic policies enacted and people's wallets start to feel it, his popularity will reflect that.
And that's what the Democrats fear the most. This is why I say they're playing, let's hold the ball, let's stall, let's keep anything from happening, because if it does, it's going to reflect positively on him. And if they can keep any progress from being made, it kind of doesn't matter what they do with the Russian stuff. He was elected to get results. That's why he was elected. And so he is, he's going to be judged by that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive
more
Time
politics.
Prime Time Show. All right, we'll be back. I hope you'll be with us.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage
advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Here he comes, Ravishing Rick Rude, going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame tonight at the Amway Arena. Matter of fact, that event will be kicking off. It's a sold-out event. It'll be kicking off here in about a little over 30 minutes, around 7:30 this evening. Don't forget, 9 to noon tomorrow, WrestleCon. That's when you can meet and socialize and get photographs with Sabu, Melissa Coates, B. Brian Blair, and Chelsea. And
that's Jumping Jim Brunzel.
Jim's going to be there too?
Yes.
Both Killer Bees.
Yes.
Is that right? How about that?
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's right.
Come feel the sting.
Yeah. Do you guys get together on a regular basis?
Yeah, we get together at least every 4 months or so.
Yeah. Who was, as a tag team partners, who were your favorite opponents? Who did you like to wrestle the most?
Without a doubt, the Hart Foundation.
The Hart Foundation. Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, that tradition of wrestling from the Harts really sort of found its way all throughout professional wrestling, didn't it?
Yeah, they were. Well, Brett was the architect on that tag team.
But wasn't it the old man who taught them all how to wrestle? Didn't
their
dad?
Yes, in the dungeon.
Yeah, the dungeon. That's right. They called it the dungeon.
And they're very good technical wrestlers.
Absolutely.
I believe they called him Stu and not the old man.
Don't tell him I said that. Yeah. I don't want to go through the dungeon. Oh, he did?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Safe.
I'm sorry to hear that. How about you, Sabu? Who did you like to wrestle the most?
Probably Rob Van Dam.
Rod Van Dam.
Yeah, they had classic matches.
Second place would be Scorpio.
Scorpio.
How about Taz?
And Taz?
I can live without that.
You can live without Taz.
He actually has a signing coming up in Queens on the 15th with Taz.
With Taz?
Yeah, the Wrestling Universe.
I see.
That's wow. Why he's so beat up. I mean, when you went to, what was it? The hardcore?
ECW?
Yeah. ECW. I mean, that was like the major bar. I mean, everybody was trying to outdo everybody as far as high spots go and risky moves.
Right.
And it was brutal.
Jumping off.
The thing with that was, I never tried to outdo anybody. I just tried to entertain myself.
Right. I understand that. But there were other people that
right.
wanted to
go to that next level.
Talk you into doing something, and whether you did it or not, I don't know, but you guys always did some stuff that I would have never done.
Yeah, the ECW was, of course, Extreme Championship Wrestling, and that was taken over by the WWE, wasn't it?
Yeah, Paul Lee is still with WWE.
Is he?
Yeah, he was a creator of
ECW. All right, and of course, WWE is in town. Now, with WrestleMania here, now Shane McMahon is going to be wrestling in WrestleMania. Obviously, Stephanie will be here. Where's Vince going to be while WrestleMania is going on?
He's going to come up from under the ring.
All right, it's going to be a great event Sunday night. But in the meantime, WrestleCon going on this evening and all day tomorrow. What time does WrestleCon actually wrap up?
It's
tomorrow night, isn't it?
It's on the internet. I would go Google it right now. If I was you listeners, I would Google it and get there as quick as you could.
I think 5 p.m., but there's like
the show is
sitting there signing.
Right.
Would be, I believe, from 9 a.m. till 5, and I think the shows are after that.
The show is after, yeah. The show would be after that. So I want to go back to you for real quick, Chelsea. You're going to China.
Yeah.
How many?
Ni hao.
Ni hao. What does that mean?
Means hello.
So are you going a crash course to pick up a few words to get over there with? How many of you are going over? Are you going as a group?
There's like a very small group of us. It's like they're doing a TV reel down there to see like what they can do in Japan. Like I said, they had tried to bring in like a couple people from that are like super high up in the companies and stuff, but they have contracts or they want too much money, so they're going for like smaller indie wrestlers. So I got my little opportunity there, and I was like, well, I'll just take that.
Tell them how long you spent in Japan.
I was in Japan for a total of 9 months.
9 months straight?
Yeah. No, it was 6 months, and then I went back for another three, it felt like 3 years. It felt like forever.
Why? Because you were so far away from home, or because life is so different over there?
My first tour was like, oh my God, it was brutal. Like, the training was so difficult. I didn't know the language. I didn't know anybody there. I was like so lonely. And then my second tour, they had brought some girls, like they brought a Canadian down, chick from France and a Mexican chick, and we all just kind of bonded.
Right.
And like, I guess just having that friendship, I was just like, oh, okay. Like, now I understand how to like go to the grocery store and buy groceries. And I killed it at training. I was killing it in the shows and the matches. Right. And I finally...
Melissa, let me ask you something, because you've been out of the country numerous times, right? You said you were in Nepal.
Yeah.
Yes. We had April Hunter on the show Sunday night.
Yeah.
And she said that when it comes to female wrestling, in the United States, it's a little bit more cheesecake. But when you go outside the United States, they really take female wrestling seriously.
Well, I know in Japan, it's very...
intense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Chelsea was just talking about.
For real. Right, yeah. Chelsea?
I was fighting for real. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the America, you know, the States and Canada, pro wrestling, it's... a lot of it's show value.
Right.
So
all right.
It probably saves your joints a little bit unless you're Sabu and jumping off the ropes and flipping
all
the crowd.
Speaking of the show tomorrow is at WrestleCon from 9 to noon. Sabu, Melissa Coates, B. Brian Blair, and Chelsea will all be there. And Jim Brunzel, the other Killer Bee of the tag team champion Killer Bees, will be there with Brian. And I hope you get out and get a chance to get over there and meet them and have a good time at WrestleCon. And then tomorrow night, you can take advantage of the WrestleCon matches. Right, Brian?
Absolutely. And please, I implore your audience that are wrestling fans to go to CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. And support for $25 a year. You can join the club, and it's the best club. We have our 52nd reunion in Las Vegas starting May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and it's going to be a hoot.
And all the club members are invited, aren't they?
All the club members are invited, absolutely.
All right, that's CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. You just spell all that out. Cauliflower Alley Club. That's as in cauliflower ear. All right, night, everybody.